It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. In Boston, the hot tickets these days are for the World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Colorado Rockies. Game one is tonight. Online brokers have been selling tickets for as much as $5,000 apiece. Prices are actually down from the last time the Red Sox went to the World Series 3 years ago, but that hasn't stopped charges of price gouging. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Need a ticket to the World Series? Well, you've got a couple of choices. Choice number one, set up camp outside of Fenway Park and spend the night with people like Derek Jannetty from the town of Revere, just north of Boston.
I've been here since Monday afternoon. I'm going to take a shower at Gold's Gym. I just put our things up. I mean, we've been here since Monday afternoon.
Jannetty was among some 150 people already lined up yesterday evening in the dark shadow of Fenway's high left field wall, the Green Monster. They strung up tents and tarps, brought buckets of chicken and chips, and settled in for the night so they could snag some of the very few same-day tickets that went on sale this morning for as little as $70. It's a pretty friendly group, as long as you respect the queue and you're not from Colorado.
All right, let me tell you some truths here.
Come on, here we go.
About what are we talking about?
Colorado fans thinking they're sneaking in.
Okay.
Isn't going to happen. We had kids offering us $500 for our spots earlier. Not happening.
But if you don't want to sleep on the street with Derek Jannetty, here's your second choice. Online ticket brokers like Jim Holtzman of Ace Tickets in Boston.
$650 is going to get you a bleacher seat. $750 will get you a grandstand seat. Going up to $3,000 for, you know, first couple of rows right by the field.
In fact, his website lists a seat right behind home plate for $5,000. It's a huge markup that some people call unfair.
It seems like consumer protection really is almost non-existent.
Edward Dworsky is the founder of ConsumerWorld.org near Boston.
From the consumer perspective, you're making baseball games and certain concerts only available to rich people and to corporations. How does a father take his two sons to the World Series and have to pay a minimum today of $795 for a bleacher seat, for one bleacher seat?
Dworsky points out that Massachusetts law is supposed to limit ticket resale prices to just $2 above face value, plus certain reasonable business charges, whatever that means. He complains the law is never enforced, but that's not the direction that things are going. In fact, the state legislature is about to scrap the law and allow tickets to be sold at any price, as they are in 45 other states. Jim Holtzman of Ace Tickets calls the current law antiquated and unenforceable and says it's best to let prices rise and fall with supply and demand.
Unfortunately, I hate to sound mean, but it's not a 10-year-old's right to go to a privilege to go to a baseball game at the World Series. And free market is what America is. We're a capitalistic society. So I understand that people get frustrated sometimes that they'd like to be able to go buy a seat for $100, but it's just not realistic.
Don Vaccaro of TicketNetwork.com in Connecticut agrees. Vaccaro says World Series ticket prices are actually down this year compared to the last time the Red Sox went to the World Series by as much as 50% because there's a little less excitement about it.
The last time in 2004, it was 86 years before the Red Sox won their last World Series. This time, it's only 3 years.
Vaccaro says it's true. The secondary market can push prices up, but it can also bring prices down. But for the Red Sox fans who spent last night outside Fenway Park, like Jeff Berman, the prices are still way out of reach.
Making that kind of money for dedicated fans to go see the Sox, it's just not fair.
Berman says he'd rather sleep on the street than pay what the free market demands. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.